Well, we had an opportunity. We had a chance here to get Jane Letts back in with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Marquette County. And good morning and welcome again.
Good morning.
And this is the big weekend for the Bowl for Kids' Sake. So,
and the big week, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, actually, it's been the whole week, hasn't it?
And last week.
Yeah, how's your arm? I mean, you've been...
I bowled last night, a 70 and an 89.
Ooh, well, that's good.
Right up there with the president.
We just
but you're making money. There's a difference.
Bowl for Kids' Sake, how's it been going, Jane?
It's been going great. We're having a great year. Lots of people are coming out to help us match more kids with a big brother, a big sister by participating in this great event.
And if people want a really good chuckle...
Tomorrow at 3:30, Walt's going to bowl with the Flat Broke Blues Band.
Yep, we're going to be bowling and
with a special guest appearance.
Yep,
by one of your biggest fans.
Yes, the one and only Goofus will be there as well.
Proving once and again that you'll let anybody bowl, won't you, Jane?
Well, pretty much. Bowl for Kids' Sake is exactly for those that want to be taken. You know, is there still a chance today? Someone says, "Oh my gosh, I can do this." I mean, well, then let's tell them what to do, because bowling's tomorrow at both Superior and Out of Country Lanes, right?
Right. Okay. And the first shift tomorrow is at 1 o'clock at Superior Lanes in Marquette. They can bowl at 1, 3:30, and 6 o'clock. And all they need to do is call our office at 475-7801 or go to our website, www.bbbsmqt.org, to get signed up. They can also bowl at Country Lanes tomorrow at 3 and 5:30. And Goofus will be in Marquette at 3:30, and then he's going to go over to Ishpeming for 5:30.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be tossing them all night long. And this time, bowling balls.
Yeah, bowling balls.
And he'll have the Pocacello.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know,
is that a first time, first ever time with the Bowl for Kids' Sake Pocacello appearance?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bowl for Kids' Sake has now reached new heights.
Well, it's actually, you know, he's going to be doing, you know, strategic bowling defense, you know, on the lane right there while you're trying it. No, but how does it work? How does this whole effort work as a fundraiser for Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
It's real simple. People form a 5-member bowling team with friends, family, coworkers, and they come out and bowl a couple games, and they raise pledges for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. They get a cool t-shirt for participating. There's cool prizes, airline tickets, cash, lots of cool door prizes. It's a lot of fun.
We have done this in the past, and it's amazing to me how fast the time really goes when you're out there doing this. You get 4 or 5 coworkers, and you start messing with each other a little bit. We did one where, like, every other frame, we had to bowl, like, between the legs and stuff like that. It really is not about the bowling, per se. I mean, obviously, you want to knock the pins down as best you can, but if you throw 10 gutter balls in a row, well, you do.
That it doesn't matter, because it happened to me last night.
No. It was just one of those strategic bowling maneuvers.
And the money from this event is used for, all the projects, all the services, the lunch buddies, the big brothers, the big... I mean, this really is a well-rounded effort for what you guys and girls are trying to do.
It is, and I just want to stress that the money does stay here locally for all of our local programs.
So, basically, when you have people that step up and say they want to do this, they have any questions like that, I mean, you can tell them honestly that you're helping out the program right here in our backyard.
Exactly. We've been in Marquette County almost 40 years.
Now, you said things are looking okay for this year.
Actually, really great. Yeah, really. We're having a really good year. We have almost twice as many teams as we had last year.
What do you attest that to? I'm not
athleticism.
Oh, please. No. You know why I know that's not the case?
Because I'm bowling.
You're bowling.
Yeah, exactly.
Right here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's you're not doing a whole lot more of this type of thing, from what I can tell. It just seems that maybe the word is out there more.
Yeah, more awareness, and people want to do something right now. They want to do something to help. This is a way to do it.
You know, you find that when the economy does weird things, you find that there are a lot of people out there that are all of a sudden willing to do that volunteer type thing, or maybe take up an effort like this.
Exactly.
And the programs that we've talked about this numerous times here, but it's, you know, and we've had big brothers, we've had little brothers, big sisters, etc. here on the program. And it's such a mind-numbingly simple thing to do. You're not looking for a huge commitment from people that become big brothers, big sisters.
No, it's really easy. We only ask for 4 to 6 hours a month for a minimum of a year, and many, many matches can last a lifetime.
Many do.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I've got a friend of mine, like I said, who's a big brother who was a, I think the kid was seven at the time. That was 1979. And they're still best friends today.
Yep. And tomorrow, Bill Flanagan will be there with Taylor.
Oh, boy.
Bill's a big brother, and he's also chair of Bowl for Kids' Sake. And so if people want to learn more about volunteering and becoming a big brother, a big sister, they can go to Superior Lanes tomorrow at 3:30, and Bill and Taylor will be there, and they'd be happy to talk to you.
And now it's not just the big brothers, big sisters, the traditional thing. There are other programs that are out there. Like, you know, my son's got a lunch buddy. Loves him.
Yep.
That's a neat program.
What is a lunch buddy?
Lunch buddy is at the schools, and it's on site, and it's for community people like you and I, and you go and have lunch with your little brother, little sister. You might go outside and shoot some hoops, play four square.
Now, the traditional thought here is that this would be adults. This is I think it's a high school student.
Yep, we do have high school students involved in that too. Yep.
And so it's not just the adults you're talking about. I mean, anybody can be a positive influence.
Yes, yes.
The website, the phone numbers, ma'am, before we cut you out of here.
www.bbbsmqt.org, and the phone number is 475-7801.
Now, are you still going to throw balls around, or are you done bowling for the weekend?
No, I might throw a couple tomorrow with flat broke. I don't know.
Brave woman.
And goofus. Yeah.
Duck. That's all I can say, because we're going to be involved. But
okay, remember, underhand.
Underhanded, yeah. The overhand, that's not the way anymore.
Right out.
Yeah.
Deadly.
So. And the schedule tomorrow, again, is what? Where are people bowling, and where can folks show up? Even if they just want to find out or watch or just ask a few questions.
Superior Lanes tomorrow at 1 o'clock we start, and Country Lanes tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
And about every 2 hours or so are different ships?
Yeah, and come bowl a couple games.
And flat broke with special guest, the one, the only,
Goofus
tomorrow.
Oh,
Polka
boy.
Cello included.
I'm going to have to bring the camera.
The video camera for this one here. Jane, great to see you. It sounds like
great
things are going well. We're glad
Thank
to hear
you
that.
So much.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Marquette County. Find out more today.